Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. What is the nature of relationships with God's people in heaven, including married couples? How will they relate in heaven? What is the ripple effect? How important are people's stories? Yes, your story and my story. Dawn Piper answers these questions and addresses one of the most difficult subjects to wrestle with today, suicide. We pause here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program, well, dear friend, is to lead you closer and closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord who loves you, knows you, no matter what you're facing right now, what you're going through. We're here to remind you that there's always hope in Jesus. In Jesus who loves you. Yes, he loves you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And it is the living Christ today who calls you to turn, to repent, to turn from your way, to follow God's way. Reverend Dawn Piper is a New York Times bestselling author of the book 90 Minutes in Heaven, A True Story of Death and Life. His latest book is People I Met at the Gates of Heaven, who's going to be there because of you. He describes who and what he saw in heaven. Dawn is married to Eva. They are parents of 3 adult children and 6 grandchildren. They live in the greater Houston, Texas area. This is a pre-recorded show with Dawn Piper. Listen closely. Lani Ka'a and I will be back in a few moments. Part 2 of a series on heaven. Listen in. Do you conduct funerals differently now?
I do.
Because of what you saw?
Absolutely, I do. When I leave the platform or the cemetery and I walk to the front, and if it is a burial, a ground burial, or even if it's an urn, someone has been cremated, and I place my hand on that, and I'll say, in a few moments, this service will be concluded. Some of us will go out to the cemetery for a committal service. Others will have this urn to take home, or they will put it in a columbarium. But the truth is, he or she is not here. They're absent from the body. They're having the best time. They're having a glorious time. They may be doing cartwheels down the streets of golden heaven because they're home and we're not. We're left here to mourn them passing, and left here to miss them temporarily, because one day we'll be there if we're ready to go. But don't worry, they are alive. They're more alive now than they ever were while they were here. And the people who know me and know my story rejoice, because they're seeing it right before their eyes. They're seeing a man who was killed in a car wreck, who's standing in front of them and giving them hope. So it is different. I've lost some very close friends. I've lost family members. As I mentioned, I just did my mother's funeral at the end of January, and I must say, I loved her. I'm the oldest of her children, and I've known her the longest, and we went through a lot of things together. My dad was career Army, so he was often overseas, and she raised 3 boys by herself most of the time. She was an awesome, great lady and a wonderful mother. So it wasn't without sadness that I stood in front of the people. Very small crowd because, obviously, it's COVID-19 and a lot of people weren't able to gather there. Many people who would have come did not come. They watched online. So it had a lot of sadness associated with it. And yet I know where she is. She's with my father, who's been gone for about 9 years. And they are having a glorious time. They were married for 61 years, so I can't imagine her happier than she ever was here on earth. And she was happy often, but not like she is in heaven now. And she knows who's coming because she knows her children and she knows the people that she cared about. She knows my children and her other grandchildren. She knows that they're on the way because the ones who have reached the age of accountability, who knew they needed to be saved, they have been saved. They've been baptized. She knows they're coming to heaven. So she's excited. The people in heaven are, excited doesn't even come close to describe their state of mind. So they're they know we're on the way. And just imagine how much joy and happiness it gives them that not only they are in the presence of God, but they know that we will be in the presence of God too. And it'll be soon for them because, remember, no time is passing. They know we're coming. And for them, it'll be immediate, whatever that word means in heaven. It'll be immediate because they'll just turn after they get to heaven, and we'll be right behind them. So it's just, we have to forget everything we know about earth when we talk about heaven because it's not like this. It's just not like this.
You mentioned your mother and mm-hmm. father being mm-hmm. reunited.
Yes.
Don, what is the nature of relationships between God's people in heaven?
Yeah, good. That's an excellent question because some people, when they understand that the Bible says in heaven we will not be given in marriage, there is no marriage in heaven. And, a couple that's been married 61 years, my goodness. The last thing my mother said to me, after my father died and I finished the funeral service, and actually we were going out to the gravesite, and my mother is holding the flag that was on his coffin. He was a career U.S. Army soldier. And she said, I don't remember being without him. Now, remember, they've been married for 61 years. I don't remember being without him. Well, it was a heartbreaking statement, and the sadness in her eyes was overwhelming. And yet, I had my own feelings. He was my father, and I was going through that, too. So I understand that. On the other hand, their love in heaven will transcend any love that they ever had here. Heaven, there's no need for reproduction. I mean, the people that have been born and have ultimately acquired a relationship with God through Christ. I mean, they have made the decision they needed to make to embrace what Jesus did for us to allow us to be in heaven. Those people, when they get to heaven, will be surrounded by people they had known and loved here on earth, but their relationships will be superior to the ones here. I would just not be telling the truth if I wasn't aware that my parents had disagreements, that they had misunderstandings. They had things in spite of their 61 years of marriage in which it was just a low limb. They were not doing well, and they were not doing well with each other, and we were old enough to know that. And yet in heaven, that would never happen. Their relationships will be perfect. There are no misunderstandings. There's no mistreatment. There's none of the things here that hurt us and cause us suffering and pain and heartache. There's no heartache in heaven. So their relationship, while different on that level, will be superior to the ones that they loved each other here. How much more powerful will their love be in heaven? So we cannot mistake the fact that our relationships in heaven won't be like a teacher and a student or a grandfather and his grandson or any of the husband and wife, that it won't be as good as it was here. No, it'll be better. It will be better. I had a colleague. I hardly call him a colleague because I would never attain his level of impact, called J.I. Packer, a great, great theologian who wrote many best-selling books, including a book called Knowing God, which is a classic book with, you know, like on the C.S. Lewis level. Somebody asked him in my presence one time about animals in heaven and some other things, and he answered all their questions. And then finally, he it was time to go, and he looked at the people, and he said, let me ask you a question. Would heaven ever be less than this, meaning our current existence, this present situation? And I've never forgotten that question. You know, and when it comes to anything about our earth that we think is wonderful and glorious, the question really is about heaven, would it ever be less than this? No. No, it'll always be more than this. It's heaven. It's God's place. If he created this that we live in now, how much more glorious is that? Heaven. So, yes.
Well, Lonnie, as we listen to Don Piper in that pre-recorded time that we had with him, when you hear him talk about heaven, and now he quotes J.I. Packer, a great scholar, theologian, what is it that you look forward to when you hear that?
Well, just everything. I mean, everything. The time with Jesus, first and foremost, forever and ever. No pain, no suffering, no death. You know, no heartache, no conflict. It's really hard to wrap my head around it, but what else would heaven be? You know, I think when I listen to Don Piper, I sense that one of the strongest challenges he has is merely putting words to the magnificence of what heaven will be. It's almost indescribable, and yet he is challenged, because he's been there, to describe it to all of us. And when I look at the Word of God and how Jesus did it, he always talked in similarities. You know, heaven is like. Mm. And I wonder if there is something that we could say heaven is like that would even come close to helping us understand how magnificent it will be.
Well, and to be talking about it, it's such a magnificent subject. And even when we read the book of Revelation, we marvel at how the Apostle John was able to put words to what he saw, marvelous things. Well, when we come back, we'll hear more from Don Piper. It's such a rich time with him. Don Piper did graduate in broadcasting from LSU, Louisiana State University. He spoke in all 50 U.S. states and many countries to an estimated 2 million people in over 3,500 venues. When we come back, more from Don Piper, speaking as we typically do here at the Good Life Radio Show, heart to heart with you. Lonnie Kaa and I find it a real honor and privilege to share in this time with you. You can find out more about Don Piper at Don Piper Ministries. And this podcast is available for you for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. When we come back, more from Don Piper. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, of course, we can speak about heaven, and it turns our ears into eyes just by listening to some people like Don Piper, who's able to describe some things that he's seen and line it up with or see how it lines up with what the scripture says. There are other subjects, however, that relate with heaven but are very difficult to discuss, to talk about. Some of us don't really care to go there, but it's important that we do that from time to time, even if it's to listen to people discuss these subjects. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. You see, Danny, you're being a bit cryptic here. What are you talking about? What subject are you talking about? We're in a few moments. Don Piper and I, in this pre-recorded interview, will discuss what I'm getting at. The issue of suicide, the reality that this is something that touches us in one way or another, each of us. And when we come back, Lonnie Ka'a and I will share a few more heartfelt words with you. For now, here's more from Don Piper.
It's heaven. It's God's place. If he created this that we live in now, how much more glorious is that? Heaven. So, yes. It is awesome, and the relationships will be awesome, too, because they will be perfect. No misunderstandings, no hurt feelings, no missed opportunities. I love them now, but I'll love them even more then, and they'll love me.
Well, let me follow up on what you mentioned about Packer, J.I. Packer.
Mm-hmm.
About animals and pets. Maybe some
yeah.
of them right now might be wondering. Go back to that, Danny. Go back to that and ask him. what did Packer yeah. say, or what do you say?
This may or may not surprise your listeners, but it's the most frequent question I have ever been asked about heaven, animals in heaven. And I'll answer it this way, because I'm obviously not the only person that's ever been asked, nor is Dr. Packer. I've seen Billy Graham writing on it. I've seen all manner of people who are much smarter than I will ever be. Randy Alcorn, who wrote the big, thick book called Heaven, Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About It. In fact, he was with us when this question came up. So I do believe that animals will be in heaven, because God created them here for this earth, and they were here first. So, I mean, the reality of it is the very first human ever created was Adam. And Adam's responsibility, the real responsibility he was given in the Garden of Eden, was to name the animals and take care of them. So from the beginning of our existence, God has wanted the animals to be looked after, and he wanted them looked after by us. So they were very, very important. He said they were good. Well, we know here on Earth that their nature, in many cases, requires them to sometimes take the life of each other and even consume each other. That's just part of this earthly existence. Well, in heaven, that would never be necessary. In fact, if animals are in heaven, their complete nature would be changed. The Bible says the lion and the lamb will lay down together. Well, you don't see too many situations here where a lion is laying there waiting for dinner and a lamb walks by and it's going to get away with it. That's probably going to be supper for the lion. So that's the nature here. The nature in heaven would be completely different. Most people want to know about two things, cats and dogs. You know, we can hardly look into the eyes of one of those creatures without, you know, our hearts melting. They're hopelessly devoted to us, and we're pretty hopelessly devoted to them. So I think if you have that kind of powerful relationship here, that it would go there. The Bible says Jesus is coming back on a horse, so there's got to be a stable up there somewhere. So, yes, I think all signs point. Did I see animals in heaven? No. But I wasn't looking for them, and they didn't have anything to do with my being there. But I do believe that they're most likely there because they were so important here, and God created them. They're part of his creation. Now, I will say this. In the Bible, there is no word whatsoever about salvation for animals. By that, I mean having a personal relationship with God through Christ. We do not know about souls of animals. There's no indication or evidence of that, although you may look at your dog and think he or she has a soul, and it may look like that, but that's not an issue. Humans were created in the image of God. That's what the Bible says. He created us in his image, which means that we do have a unique relationship with God, the Creator. And as far as we know, the animals don't. But that doesn't mean that they won't be there. That goes back to Dr. Packer's question, would heaven ever be less than this? And if we adore them and they adore us here, it's altogether possible, in a heaven sense, that they would be there. And most people that I've ever met, as I said, including people who are much more theologically trained than I am, have said yes. They agree that animals will most likely be a part of heaven. And if they're not, we won't know it. Because in heaven, you would not know anything that would give you sadness.
Let's drill down a little bit further, if we may.
We're this drilling pretty deep already.
And this is a... This is sobering and deeply, deeply, deeply tender.
Yes.
But since we are moving on some of these questions that people do ask or people wonder about very, very deeply, since we're talking about drilling down, mm-hmm. talk to us a little bit, as best you can, Don Piper, about people who commit suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do they go to heaven?
Regrettably, another frequently asked question, and all that means is that it's not just interesting to people. They have personal losses that they've experienced.
Yes.
So it is a difficult and painful thing. And the truth is, during this past year, the year of COVID, it seems to have grown, especially among young people. There's more despondency, or maybe it's just more evident than it has been in the past, but suicide is an incredibly dangerous and sad state of affairs. People ask me sometimes when I was laid up for so long and given no hope for walking again or using my arms again or a lot of other things, you know, did I contemplate suicide? And honestly, I didn't. I contemplated wanting to be back in heaven every day, sometimes every hour. But I didn't feel that I could take my life to do that because I didn't think it was mine to take. Taking a life is murder, even if it's yourself. So, yes, it's a very dangerous dangerous thing, and I don't just mean in the literal sense, you know, using a firearm, taking pills, or anything else like that. And if someone's listening, I want to say this directly to you. You know, your life was precious. It was given to you and the people who love you from the moment you were conceived until now. Your life is precious. It is not ours to give and take, just no more than it is to give and take somebody else's life. It just isn't. It is an unforgivable sin, and that's where the rub comes in for a lot of people. You know, we believe, most of us at least, that if we commit some kind of sin, we offend God, we do something we ought not to do, that if we confess that and ask forgiveness, the Bible says that God is faithful to forgive us. But what if we do something for which we have no chance to be forgiven because we're no longer here? We take our life and then we're gone, and then we can't say, gee, I'm sorry I did that, because it's too late. Well, let's face it. All of us are going to die with unforgiven sin. All of us. I mean, things we never confessed of, we never asked God to forgive us. There are sins that we commit that, frankly, we don't even know we did it. You know, there are things that we said that really offended another person that we don't even know anything about. There are things we did. You know, we are forgiven in the general sense because we can't go to heaven if we have unforgiven sin that way. I mean, we can't go in a sense that we've never asked forgiveness from God. Well, that's kind of a, yes, he forgives everything, and we can stand in front of him one day forgiven. But what about a sin that you don't have chance to ask for? Well, the truth is, God would not keep someone out of heaven because they committed a sin. We all do. I mean, we all do. But if you take your own life without a relationship with God at all, there really is no chance of forgiveness. You haven't asked for forgiveness of your sins, all of them up to that point in life where you've become a Christian, you've accepted Jesus' salvation on the cross. If you've never done that, and then you take your own life, you are a person without hope. And you may really feel you're without hope. The good news is there is hope. Not only can God forgive you of your sins and you can accept Christ into your heart and have a reservation in heaven, he knows you're coming. But you should want to keep your life alive. That would give you hope for having a full and meaningful life here. Yeah, so.
Lonnie, the tender way. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one thing I appreciate about Don Piper. Mm-hmm. The way that he's delivering the message or explaining such a difficult subject. And also it's theologically, it's somewhat of a theological that twists and turns in it. But there is a hopefulness that also is being conveyed. Your take, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's... You know, I have some very personal experiences with this subject. And so as he speaks, I've, you know, very much tune in, and I feel that we have listeners out there certainly who are deeply confused, concerned, questioning this very topic. And I do believe that there's hope, as he says, you know, we all who know Christ, of course, when one day when we die, we're going to go to heaven with sin that we have not confessed. Unless, you know, every day we're getting in the morning, which God calls us to, and confess our sins today that we might be forgiven and forgive others of theirs as we are forgiven as well. It's a good reminder of that, first and foremost. But certainly there, you know, we may die with unforgiven sin. And the hope is that we know Jesus and we have accepted him and we have come into personal relationship with him, and that makes all the difference. And unfortunately, he also shared the topic of those who have never either had the chance or taken the opportunity to accept Jesus into their life. And there is a reality for not only those who commit sin, but for all who do not receive Jesus before they die. So it's just it's a hope for us who know him, and it is, I pray, an encouragement for all who are listening who have yet to accept Jesus Christ, that they would do that today. I mean, that's why we do this show, right?
He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, the scripture says. Lonnie, you make such an important point, because that's the very essence why we have the Good Life Radio Show, is to bring as many people as the Lord will so allow to the Lord by the power of God's Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, when we come back from our break, Don Piper's not finished. We're going to go a little bit further on this. You know, he talked about drilling down. We're drilling down deeper and deeper and deeper, because I think in our lives, from time to time, we need to go down deep.
Yeah.
And talk about things that may be uncomfortable, even sad. But in the midst of the sadness, in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of brokenness and pain, who is there? God is there. Jesus is there to lift us up. And he's here to lift you up, dear friend. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, so Don Piper and his co-author Cecil Murphy have sold over 10 million copies of their books. We're talking about 90 Minutes in Heaven, a true story of death and life, which is a story of how Don Piper actually was killed in a car accident, a head-on collision with a semi-truck, and went to heaven and came back to share the stories that he shares. People I Met at the Gates of Heaven, which is the sequel that came years later, and that's the book that we're talking about today. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro and Lonnie Kaa, thank you for being with us. You can find out more about Don Piper at donpiperministries.com. His books available there, his background, where he's traveled. And this podcast, well, it's available for you, as well as other programs of various topics that could connect with you or friends, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Now we return to a pre-recorded interview with Don Piper. Listen in, and Lonnie and I will be back with some thoughts.
You should want to keep your life alive. That would give you hope for having a full and meaningful life here. You know, so it's not as difficult as it sounds, in a sense that, you know, can you do a last minute thing and then pull the trigger? I don't think so. I think that anyone in who's really thinking right is not going to go through with taking their life. I just don't think so. The people that have lost loved ones, and many have, to suicide, I could look at them in the face and say, I can assure you that your loved one or relative is in heaven right now. I can't do that for anyone, because I don't really know what's in their heart. People can claim all day and all night that they've made the decision when they haven't. It's a heart thing. It's a personal thing. It is between you and God. All of them are. Those relationships are all between God. But I can say this. People I know, people that I've been told about, who've taken their own lives, who were despondent and upset and having an enormous difficult time, would I say they're not in heaven? No, I would not say that at all. If they had an authentic personal relationship with Jesus Christ, they have committed another sin by taking their own life. But that wouldn't keep them out of heaven, no more than things I've done that I should have done that I haven't really acknowledged to God before, because I don't even know them, or I've forgotten about them in my own mind. He hasn't forgotten them. But he's forgiven me the day at the age of 16 when I walked to the front of a church and told the pastor I want to go to heaven, and we prayed together, and I asked Jesus to forgive all of my sins. And that meant the ones I had piled up, the one I was doing that day, and the ones that I would do in the future. So if you have that kind of authentic personal relationship, that would not preclude a person going to heaven. But if you're contemplating it, or you know somebody who is, they have to know that God gives life and God takes life. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every one of those statements includes the Lord, and we're not the Lord. So we shouldn't be taking our own life, no matter how despondent we are. There are too many ways to get help. There are too many hotlines. There are too many churches. There's too many places that you can go, if you're going through that, to preserve your life and have a full and meaningful life for the rest of your life, until that moment when it's time to go. It's a very difficult thing, suicide, because everyone loses when someone takes their own life. Everyone loses. If a person says, I'm taking my own life because I don't want to burden all these people with my problems, wrong. You take your own life, and they have many more problems than they did before that, because they're going to live with guilt, they're going to live with heartbreak, they're going to live with what-ifs, and you won't solve your problem either. You know, it just won't, because you were put here on purpose, for a purpose. And if you don't know what that purpose is, trust me, God's not hiding it from you. You haven't surrendered to it. You have to surrender to it in advance. And when you do and you follow it, it'll be right. You'll be happier than you've ever been before.
God, I thank you for the courage to go there on such a deeply, deeply tender subject.
Oh, my, yes.
That, it's tough. I mean, people don't want it. People don't like to talk about it. I mean, it's just...
No. No, and that's part of the problem, frankly, Danny. That's part of the problem, is that people they're just hoping it passes, and then it happens, and everyone is so devastated and heartbroken, then they're filled with guilt. So it needs to be dealt with. If you see the signs of that with someone else, I'm not talking about a confrontation, but I am talking about a real serious conversation about where they're coming from, where they are at mentally and emotionally and even spiritually, because I know you care about them and they need help. I mean, they need help. I sat in a cafeteria in college one time with the president of the student body. Now, that's the highest rank you can achieve on a campus of a very large university. And I sat with him at lunch with a couple of other guys, he kind of disappeared because he usually had lunch with us. He wasn't there. And then they found his body. There were no clues whatsoever that he was going through something. He was dealing with something. He just took his own life. And oh my goodness, we would go back to the table and the empty chair was there. We were just kids. We were so devastated. So early on, I found out the real heartbreak and sadness and puzzling questions that can come from that. And you think, what could I have done? What could I have done? So you can do something. And if you do something, then you know you did all you could.
Well, I think this would be the perfect time to, or certainly ideal, I should say, ideal time to pray.
Yeah.
On the platform that you have, Don, to pray for a listener, a dear listener,
yeah,
who may be going through some things right now, or even beyond some of the things we've talked about, even in these very serious matters of life.
It is.
As you've spoken of heaven. Could you lead us in a prayer, please? Pray for them. Well, Don Piper will lead in that prayer that we'll hear together when we come back. A prayer for you, a prayer for a loved one, a prayer for someone who's got their back against the wall. They feel very, 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 very much in a tight spot. What do I do next? Where do I go? Where? There's a reason why you're listening to this program here, mm-hmm. The Good Life Hawaii. Lonnie, reflections on what we heard Don say.
You know, when he talks about, talk about it, you know, when he says that's the part of the problem, I 150% agree. I can't tell you how friends of mine who have had their children take their life live every day wishing they had talked about it, that they had seen something, that they had felt something was amiss. Schoolmates who saw differences, teachers who saw differences, and nobody talked about it. And then afterward, everybody was devastated and thought, I could have done something. And what a horrible feeling that is, especially for parents and those that are close. Our young people today absolutely need somebody to break through, somebody to listen and hear them and hear their challenges. It is an amazing time for our young adults and our youth. They have access to so much wonderful information. They have access to so much opportunity, and yet they're drowning in their stress and in their feelings of inferiority and isolation. And we need to reach out, even if it's uncomfortable. We need to reach out to our youth.
Well, and this is part of it. We are by God's grace, we are doing that. We're just reaching out to you, dear one, as you listen.
Yes.
Whether you're a young person, middle age, in the golden years, whatever it might be, the message of the Lord's love and grace is for you right now. And there is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have churches all around the islands, all around the country, all around the world. Some may be more difficult to find, the more remote things may be, but we're here, even here at thegoodlifehawaii.com by email. You can connect with us and we can help connect with others. So consider that, thegoodlifehawaii.com. When we come back, Don Piper in prayer, he'll lead in prayer and share a little bit more in our closing segment about the ripple effect. We'll talk about that and the importance of people's stories. And that includes your story. Your story indeed. More from Don Piper, Heart to Heart with you when we come back. You don't want to miss this now. As he prays, we believe the Lord not only hears, but answers prayer. Answers prayer. Prayer for you, dear one. Okay, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We're talking to Don Piper today. He's appeared on NBC's Today Show, ABC's Nightline, Fox and Friends, The O'Reilly Factor, The 700 Club, Praise the Lord, Daystar TV, and broadcasts in England, Sweden, Germany, and Australia. But he's with us today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Find out more about Don Piper, his books, his ministry, where he's speaking next at donpiperministries.com. And this program, The Good Life Hawaii, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. If you're tuning in right now, maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment. This program is available for you there at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Share it with a friend or family member. We return now, Lani Ka'a and I, return now to this pre-recorded interview with Don Piper. Listen in, and we'll be back with some closing thoughts.
Great God of all creation, it's a difficult time. I've been around a long time, 7 decades, and I must say I don't know that I have ever seen a time and a situation quite like this one. And I've seen many. I've lived through wars and assassinations and just all manner of things. Great, awesome highlights in the history of the world and this country, and then deep, deep, dark places where we just really didn't know if we were going to emerge on the other side. This has been one, especially this past year, and a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people have more questions than they have answers, and so I'm praying for them right now. There's probably someone listening, or maybe several someone's listening right now, going through a really tough time. They just have a lot of questions, and they're confused, and they're sad, and they don't know what tomorrow holds. So, Lord, I'm praying for comfort and encouragement. I am praying for wisdom There was a great king one time named Solomon. And of all the things he could have had, and he did have much, he stopped and he asked you for wisdom. That was what he asked for. King Solomon asked for wisdom. You were so impressed with that prayer, because he could have asked for anything. You granted him extreme wisdom, perhaps the most wise human that's ever existed. And he did many great things that are recorded in the Bible. Well, we're asking for wisdom, and because we need to know what to do. And I'm praying, Lord, right now that you will shine the light on the paths of us all, everyone listening, so that we'll know what to do, where to go, and how to do what is right. Do what pleases you. I guarantee you, Lord, I know it in my heart. There are many things like suicide and crimes that are committed and hurt that we inflict on other people and all kinds of things like that do not please you. We should be wise enough to know that. So I'm praying, Lord, you'll give us wisdom to know what to do, what not to do, and to follow in your path. So I'm asking you to shine a light on that path and make it clear to us. We need wisdom, and we need it to be clear. And so give us the wisdom not just to know your will, but to do it, the strength to do it. So we're asking for that right now, Lord. Perhaps many are saying, heaven sounds great. I would love to go there because I know I don't get to stay here. How do I go? Jesus said, I am the way, because he was asked about how do I get to heaven by one of his own followers. And he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. There are probably people listening right now who want to know the way to heaven. They want to know the truth, and they want to live in the light. Jesus is all those. And he said, if we want to go to God the Father in heaven, we're going to have to go through him. So somebody, perhaps several somebodies, just need to bow their hearts and heads and say, I get it. I believe in it. I know Jesus came to make a way to heaven. He is the way. I want to go. I accept what he did on the cross in which he died. We just commemorated that last Friday. And he lived. He conquered death before. Because he conquered death, we can conquer death. And we will, and through him. So I'm praying for new believers right now. The Bible says in heaven, they rejoice when anybody comes to Christ down here. So I'm praying that the angels are singing right now, because some new names have been written down in glory at this very moment. So, Lord, thank you for that. I pray for the wonderful people of Hawaii. The islands are awesome, but the people are really even better. And I pray for them, and I pray for that one day, if we don't meet each other here on earth, that one day we'll all see each other at the gates of heaven. And we offer this prayer in the name of the one who's constructing it right now, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, my privilege.
Yes, your heart and your life. Thank you.
Thank you. May God bless you. And thank you for what you do. What you do, it's so crucial and important. God bless you.
Well, Don Piper, Lonnie, he so gracious, of course, to be with us. He does talk about in his book, and it's available at Don Piper Ministries, he talks about the ripple effect. He talks about the importance of people's stories. Time ran out. Well, we weren't able to get into that. But the impact that one life can have on others, and also the story that you have, Lonnie Kaha, the story that I have, the story that you, dear one, have, the story that the Lord has given you. When we think about Don's prayer and stories, Lonnie, what comes to mind? What stirs up in your heart?
Mm-hmm. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, probably my life scripture, is Revelation 12:11. And truly, you know, the people were won by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. There is something so very powerful about our stories that transcends any other kind of conversation. Our stories, the Lord has given us power through our stories to change lives, to emulate Himself, to share the glorious things that He has done. And, you know, this is the radio show. And when I was brought to this show, it was like a light went on and I realized this is the good life. The Good Life show is a daily opportunity to hear somebody's testimony that's going to impact the world. And it's magnified because we are on the radio, we are on the web, we are available 24 hours a day. Stories, it's really, I mean, Jesus saved lives with stories. That was His way to teach about heaven, to teach about His Father, to teach about discipleship. He talked in stories. And so, yes, I absolutely believe stories are our weapon of spiritual warfare that we have.
And even when, I mean, we just look at Don Piper's platform, right? The platform of dying, the platform of having to suffer for years. He suffered 14 years before he wrote the book 90 Minutes in Heaven. Mm-hmm. And then, and yet the platform that he has to reach others. And so it's through the brokenness of these stories. Mm-hmm. And so, dear friend, you might feel really broken right now. Maybe the lowest point of your life, but this is part of the story. Mm-hmm. And that's the wonder and the marvel or the beauty of God's redemption through Jesus Christ. That God can take the shattered pieces and put together the most elaborate mosaic. Mm-hmm. Something that we could not even imagine. And that's God's loving plan for you. There's hope through Christ our Lord. Thank you so much for being with us. Lonnie, thank you. And man, we're so grateful, aren't we, that we could be with Don Piper today.
Absolutely.
Hope-filled words, yet again, from Don Piper, donpiperministries.com. Dear friend, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. If you haven't done so, hey, we believe this could be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there to help us with your financial support, to make a donation. Stand with us with your prayers. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. I thank you in advance. Revelation 22, verse 5. They will not need the light of the lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Don Piper, donpiperministries.com. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me.
Right.